On our last broadcast, I began a message entitled, Saving People Are Saving Pigs. And we learned that God can save the unsavable. And there's one more thing that we can learn. So open your Bibles to Mark chapter 5, and we'll take a look in the book.
Bread of life, sent down from the Lord.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring you a series of messages out of the book of Mark. So get close to your radio and listen now as we take a look in the book.
Because demon-possessed people no longer act like humans, but they act like animals. They act like they are as strong as an ox. They act like they dumb as a donkey. They act as stubborn as a mule. Lord have mercy. You won't even think that they're no longer human. But they acting more like they're an animal. I'll never forget, I was talking to a pastor right there in my office because he had heard that I had performed some exorcism. So he came over to my office and he was talking to me about a situation that he had, how one day he was at his office by himself and a lady came in there and she had some demons in him. And as he began to start talking about Jesus, and he commanded this lady to worship Jesus, she got down on the floor and began to start wiggling just like a snake. Listen, demons will make you act like animals. They'll make you act like snakes. Whatever kind of demons, and not all demons are the same. Lord have mercy. Notice the Bible, another characteristic in verse 5. They always night and day was in the mountains and in the tomb doing what? Crying and cutting themselves with stones. Another characteristics is they have extreme behavior. One moment they can be happy, and the next moment they can be sad, extremely sad. One moment they can be happy, the next moment they can be extremely mad and angry at you. They can go from one extreme to the next extreme, and they are violent people. They are cutting, notice, he was cutting himself with stones. They get into body piercing. Let me tell you something. The devil wants to defame your body. He want to tear your body up from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. The devil want to mark your body so even if you do get saved, folks don't know that the devil had you at one time. Listen. See, we think that our world is getting more popular now when we're getting into body piercing and tattoos and stuff. Study culture. Every heathenistic culture, wherever Christ is not, you'll see Satan marking people. Go over into Africa and you will see them with tribal marks. They got cuttings in their faces, cuttings on their arm, cuttings in their chest and stuff. Wherever the devil is at, you're going to see folks cutting and tattooing their bodies. A lot of folks say, well, you know, I'm going to get a tattoo to show that I'm of the Lord, so I'm going to tattoo Christ. Jesus didn't walk around with a tattoo saying, I'm Jesus Christ. So why should you? Don't let the devil fool you. The devil is trying to brand you till death do you part. Lord, have mercy. Look. Why did Jesus let them see this? Because Jesus knew you're going to have to deal with this. But the same question that Jesus asked over in chapter 4, verse number 40, where it says, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Just like he was asking them, where is your faith when we was in the storm? I believe he was still asking them, where your faith at? Because when we start talking about demon-possessed people, church folks run. Church folks flee. Church folks don't want to hear that. It scared church folks. My question to you this morning, where is your faith? Where is your faith? See, I think that Jesus wanted them to see this because he had some powerful lessons on faith that he wanted them to learn. As a matter of fact, I'm going to just give you three. There's many lessons, but I'm going to just take three off the wagon because that's all we got time for this morning. First lesson on faith. He was teaching them, number one, believe that God can save the unsavable. Write it down. Believe that God can save the unsavable. When you look at this man's situation, he seemed to be a man that was unsavable. Oh, yes. A man who's running around naked without any clothes on. I failed to make mention of that characteristic, didn't you? When the devil comes into your life, he discloses you. He takes your clothes off. Oh, I know I'm right. Go study the first study, Genesis chapter 3. When Adam and Eve sinned, they lost the glory of God. They lost their clothes. That's how they knew that they was naked and they was ashamed. And even when they did put some fig leaves on, they only closed the private part. So they still was going around half naked. Lord have mercy. Let me go on. Y'all don't want to talk to me this morning. Lord have mercy. It's a lot of preaching material, so I'm going to have to go on. Look, they tried to do something about this man. They had tried to do something with this man. They had tried to do something for this man. But they couldn't do nothing with this man, about this man, for this man. They threw their hands up. They just let him stay on out there in the graveyard with his old crazy self. He's unsavable in their mind. In the same way, that's the same thing that's happening today. We'll try to do something for a person, about a person, with the person. We'll send them to the professional and let the professional try to handle the case. We'll let the psychologist try to handle it, or the psychiatrist try to handle it, and the psychiatrist can't handle it, the psychologist can't handle it. We'll put them on over here and put them on a program. So we done tried the professionals. Now we're going to try a program, but the program can't handle it. So they go to another program. That program can't handle them. They go to another program until they finally just give up on themselves, and people give up on them, and we look at them as being unsavable because the professionals done tried. And the programs, they done tried, and it's nothing else we can do. Let me tell you something. A lot of the professionals need help themselves. Listen, you can't take a demon-possessed person to a psychologist or a psychiatrist. Now, psychologists and psychiatrists is good, but you can't use no psychology on a devil. Psychiatrists ain't no work on a devil. Listen, you can't counsel no demons. Did you hear what I said? You can't counsel no demon. You're going to have to cast out demons. You can't counsel no demon. The program is not going to work. The professional is not going to work. But we, as believers, we can't throw up our hand and say, well, we're trying to program. And listen, a lot of the reason that these things are being labeled today as this kind of problem and that kind of problem is so the insurance can pay for it. You ain't gonna never get no help. You're gonna be medicated like a zombie the rest of your life. Lord have mercy. See, the church done outsourced demon-possessed people to the psychiatrists and the psychologists, and we just want to put some medication on them. But the way that the devil worked, the devil will go to sleep for a while. He'll go dormant for a while in your life, but as soon as graduation time come round, or as soon as somebody's birthday time come round, as soon as a happy occasion come around, then the devil will show his ugly head right back up. You can't just put the devil asleep for what? The devil got to be cast out. Lord, have mercy. Be careful. These labels and the church is buying into it. Ain't nothing else we can do. It's nothing they can do, but the God that I serve, there is something that he can do. Oh, yeah. There's something that he can do. See, we sometimes allow this society to treat these people like they are zombies by putting labels on them. All because they ain't got no nice clothes on. See, they quick to dismiss you if you're poor. Hello, somebody. See, if you act crazy and poor, then you ain't gonna get much help. But if you're rich and poor, come on over here, and they'll milk you dry. This man didn't have no clothes. This man didn't have no money. This man didn't have no house. But this man here was indeed a child of God. See, we look at people sometimes as being rejects and throwaways. And we look at them and we say that, well, the only way they're going to get saved is it's going to take a miracle. Newsflash, the way you got saved, it took a miracle. Newsflash, the way that all us got saved, it took a miracle. See, we think because we ain't never been homeless, because we ain't never been so down on our luck that we ain't never had, well, we ain't never had no clothes like this man. He didn't have no clothes on his back, didn't have no bank account. See, just because you got a bank account, that don't mean that everything is all right with you and God. Yeah. Even though you ain't never slept one night out there on the street, even though you ain't never ate out no garbage can, even though you ain't never lost your car, never lost your house, never lost your wife or your husband, ain't never lost anything in life, it don't mean that it didn't take a miracle to save you. It still took a miracle, even though you had these things in your life. Oh, I know I'm right. I say, I know I'm right. Because, see, if you could have saved yourself, God wouldn't have had to send Jesus. If you would have been so good, so holy and righteous, God wouldn't have had to send Jesus. But for the very fact you wasn't so good, you wasn't so holy, you wasn't so righteous, God had to send Jesus. It took a miracle. Listen, we were so bad that it took a miracle just for Jesus to come to the planet. Think about it. Mary had to have a baby, Jesus, without ever having sex with a man, Joseph. Oh, that's a miracle right there, ladies and gentlemen. I ain't never heard of no woman having a baby without having sex with a man. So these people that we're thinking that are unsavable, listen, you need to take a look at yourself. You was unsavable. Lord, have mercy. Let me move on. I got to move on. I got to move on. We got to believe that God can save the unsaved. I don't care how bad a person is. God can save them. God can save from the guttermost to the uttermost. He can save them. I don't care how bad they talk. God can save them. I don't care how bad they walk. God can save them. I don't care who they are. God can save them. There's still hope for them, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah, you ought to look at yourself. If that was hope for you, it's hope for them. I'm reminded of what God told Sarah when God came over to Abraham's house and said, listen, y'all going to have a baby next year. Well, Abraham was going to be 100 and Sarah was going to be 90 years old. So when Sarah heard that, Sarah laughed. And God looked at Sarah and said, listen, is anything too hard for the Lord? We got to ask the question. When we are going around saying that that person there is unsavable, we are basically saying that person is too hard for the Lord. But the devil is a lie. There is nothing too hard for our God. Let me move on. Number two, second thing we got to believe. We got to believe that God loves the unlovable. We got to believe that God loves the unlovable. The Bible says here in verse 19, Jesus had compassion. He had pity on that man. He loved the unlovable. It's hard to love unlovable people. Y'all stay with me now. Buckle up your seatbelt because this the hard point right here. Amen. So I'm warning you before I unload, okay? Amen. Amen. It's hard to love unloving people. Now, you think about it. It's hard to love folks that want to go around naked. Don't want to put on no clothes. So rebellious, don't want to cover up themselves. It's hard to love them kind of people that's cutting themselves. Every time you see them, they got another mark on them. It's hard to love folks that's plucking stuff. Plucking their hair out and stuff. It's hard to love people that's a moody, going from one extreme to the other. You don't know what you're going to get from day to day. It's hard to love people that's got a bad attitude. Oh, let me just go on and wrap it up. It's hard to love people that act like the devil. But that's what we are commanded to do. See, our problem is we want to love folks that's lovable. We want to love folks that's nice, sweet, and so loving. Oh, they're just wonderful. Them the kind of folks we want in our life. We love those that love us. Those that are nice to us, we nice to them. Those that talk good to us, we talk good to them. But that ain't what God is calling us to do that. Because, see, any devil can be nice to another devil. What God is calling us to do is to love our enemies, to bless them that curse us, pray for them that despitefully use us. In other words, God is calling us to love the unlovable. That's what he's calling us to do. But see, we allow society to put a label on people. And when people start acting like a nobody, we start treating them like they are nobody. If they don't have no respect for themselves, ain't no sense in me trying to help them out. I mean, they acting like they nobody. Then if they want to be, if they want to act like a nobody, then I'm gonna treat them like a nobody. No, the devil is a lie. Just because a person is acting like they are a nobody, you still gotta treat them like they're a somebody. Why is that? Because God treats everybody like they are somebody. See, God loves everybody, even though they may be acting like they are a nobody. See, even though this man didn't have no clothes on, he still was somebody. Even though he didn't have no money in the bank, he still was somebody. Even though he didn't have no house to stay in, he still was somebody. Even though he didn't have what other folks had in the community, he still was somebody. Why? Because he was a creation of Almighty God, created in the image of God. I don't care who the person is. If they are a human being, then I am commanded, I am required to love that person. Because if I hate on you, I just hated on God, because God was responsible for putting you on the planet. We got to love the unlovable. And just because we don't see folks got any money, they steal somebody. Even though they ain't got a pretty house, they steal somebody. Even though they ain't got no clothes on, they steal somebody. They may not have no money at all in the bank, but they steal somebody. Just like Job. Job taught us that even though he done lost everything he had, didn't have no clothes.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.